You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So this morning, South Africa's largest real estate investment trust that's listed on the JSE Growthpoint, they gave us their results for the financial year ended 30 June 2024. I'm joined on the line by the company's group CEO, Norbert Sasse, to take a look at these numbers and reflect on them. Norbert, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a challenging period, a couple of macro factors that have been to the detriment of the business and distributable income coming down a little bit. How do you reflect on the period that was and on the performance of the company?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having me on the show. So, look, I think we, to put the numbers in perspective, you know, we unfortunately are in a position where our results are going backwards in terms of our overall profits, or as we like to call it in the property space, distributable income. So, whilst we guided at the beginning of the financial year for a negative 10 to 15%. We've ended up at the negative 10. So relative to the minus 15, it's positive, but it's still obviously pretty negative, given that it's 10% down. And to be fair, you know, we did, warn the market or guide the market that interest rates and high interest rates, given our levels of debt and the exposure we have to floating interest rates, were going to be the biggest factor by far in terms of this result. And that's exactly what's transpired. So, you know, circa 70 to 80% of the negative move has been directly attributable to higher interest costs. And that is not just confined to the South African business. It's equally applicable to our Australian subsidiary, to our investment in Global Worth, which operates in Poland and Romania. And so it's right across the board, as you well understand. This rising interest rate phenomenon was a global thing, not just a South African thing. So whilst the result is negative in the context of what I've just explained, the positive side comes from what we just referred to as the operating metrics. So here we're talking at the real property fundamentals. So what's happened to vacancies, what happened to lease renewals, et cetera, et cetera. And there's undoubtedly, you know, pretty solid performance. And in fact, in the South African business in particular, quite a big improvement from a very negative environment to a less negative environment. So whilst it's positive, it's still, you know, it's still got its challenges, Jimmy.
Norbert, when we look at the macro environment and some of those challenges, we are expecting that we'll have interest rate conversations out of the US and South Africa later next week. How is that kind of informing how you're seeing your picture from a REIT perspective? Are you seeing, as you said, different areas around the business or different areas around the world are performing differently? Are you anticipating that these rate decisions will have a material impact in the new financial year? And what kind of levels of rate cuts are we needing to see for the interest line item to start coming down significantly?
Yeah, so it is different right across the world, obviously. I mean, certainly in South Africa, which is the biggest part of our business, you know, we are, I guess, in line with what the market is predicting, suggesting that or expecting that interest rates will start coming down now in September with the first cut. And then we're expecting another one in about November and then possibly January. So for the financial year, which ends in June 25, we're expecting sort of 75 basis points of cuts. And that'll undoubtedly, you know, have a positive impact. But again, it's only for a period of the year, and it's modest cuts relative to the increases which we obviously saw coming through. You know, we had 450 odd basis point increases over a period of about 18 months. So the downward trajectory is going to be slower than what the upward trajectory was, and we're not going to go as far down as, you know, all the way back to where we were. Just talking about the different jurisdictions, you know, obviously the European Central Bank has already started cutting. The UK has already started cutting. Australia we see as lagging, probably 3 to 6 months in terms of lagging South Africa. And all of that will definitely have a positive bearing and a positive impact on our interest costs next year. Just to add, though, that, you know, we've always hedged our interest rate exposure. And so we've got this book of hedges which rolls off. And some of them we hedged a couple of years back when interest rates were really low. And those hedges are now repricing. So even though interest rates are starting to come down, and we should see a benefit of that. There are still some legacy hedges in our hedge book, which will reprice up relative to where they were. So net-net is we're still seeing a pretty big impact of interest rates on next year's result. And we have predicted or put a forecast in our results for next year, which suggests we might still be 2 to 5% down, once again, predominantly impacted by interest rates. Whilst we're seeing improved outlook for the South African direct property market, we still have, the Australian business lagging. They've already put out results and suggested they will go backwards next year. We're also expecting the Eastern European entity to also go backwards next year. So a bit of a mixed bag, but unfortunately, interest rates continue to feature highly in our predictions for results for next year.
Despite all these challenges that potentially lie ahead, Norbert, the business has been very clear around the fact that you have no intentions of slowing down, committing to around 4.5 billion rand over the next 2 years in capex and expenditure across your various assets, including a billion rand to sort of redo the Table Bay business. Take me through just the thought process here around improving the assets whilst you can do it before or in anticipation of better days to come in the future.
Yeah, so in terms of numbers, we've got the South African balance sheet where I think our future commitments is about 1.5 billion rand, and the 4.5 billion number you're referring to, I think, talks to, you know, the waterfront, V&A waterfront investment that we have. Mm. We own that in partnership with the PIC on behalf of the Government Employees Pension Fund. Now, as you will be well aware, and has been a consistent message in our results over the last couple of years, post-COVID, it took a little bit of a while to recover, but since certainly over the last 2 to 3 years, there's been a phenomenally strong recovery at the V&A waterfront, driven mainly by the strength of the recovery of the tourist market in the Western Cape in particular. I think South Africa broadly still struggling a bit with tourist numbers, but the Western Cape and the waterfront in particular doing very, very well. So, you know, in anticipation of a continuation of that, you know, we are investing heavily in the waterfront with new investments, new hotel investments, new residential, you know, building new residential apartments that we're looking to sell, adding potentially, we haven't quite committed yet, but, you know, our office vacancies in the waterfront are zero. So there's potential to build some new office offering in the waterfront. So, you know, we're certainly backing the Western Cape. We're backing the waterfront and backing the tourism in the Western Cape to perform strongly going forward. And in anticipation of that, investing heavily for the future in that specific space down in Cape Town.
Norbert, I like that you bring up the waterfront aspect of it, because that, for some of the listeners out there that don't know, was a transaction that you were very, very instrumental in bringing into the Growth Point business. You've been at the business for north of 24 years at this point, and you've clearly done a monumental task in getting the business from what it was when it just had 118 odd million rand in terms of assets under management, and to where the business is now in terms of the size of the portfolio. Are you comfortable now leaving the business in the state that it's in now, understanding that, of course, you're going to be around until December of 2026 or so, but the business looks very different from what it did during the pandemic period? Are you happier with the business now?
Jimmy, yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous business, and we've got some unbelievable assets and investments, not only in South Africa, but also, you know, internationally. Now, unfortunately, I think as any CEO knows or any investor knows, you know, these industries and asset classes, et cetera, have got, are cyclical in their nature. Every now and again, and this is very unfortunate that it had to happen in the last sort of 5 years, you get a 100-year event such as COVID, which has had a major, major impact, you know, on the business, on the asset class more broadly, in particular, I guess, in the office sector. And we are pretty heavily exposed as Growthpoint to the office sector, not only in South Africa, where 40% of our portfolio is exposed to offices. In our Australian business, we've got about 63% of our portfolio exposed to offices. In Eastern Europe, Poland and Romania, it's predominantly office. So we are pretty office heavy, and yeah, sadly, COVID has had a really big impact. You know, more recently, okay, we sort of quickly forget about load shedding and the impact all of that stuff had, but now we've got this interest rate cycle. So whilst I'm very, you know, pleased with the underlying assets and the portfolio investments that we've got, you know, there are a couple of extraneous factors which are, you know, probably a bit out of our control, which has had a very big impact on the business and will take a little bit longer to, you know, to settle, especially the office, you know, the office exposure. So nobody wants to sort of come to the end of their tenure when earnings are down 10%. You know, so hopefully, you know, in the next couple of years, as we move towards the December 26 deadline, you know, things will recover and we'll be back on a good positive trajectory. And we make that statement as well in our results that we think 26 will be back to positive growth.
Well, you and I will certainly be sure to catch up before that December 26 deadline. We don't want you to leave on such a note, and we will wish you the best of luck between now and that time. Thank you so much, Norbert, for the time and for the insights. That's Norbert Sasse, who is the Group CEO at Growthpoint, joining me to reflect on the performance that was the 2024 financial year and what they plan to do for the new financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.